TCR Diaries for February 23rd, 2018. Here's a peek behind the curtain. Maggie and I are both introverts. We're most comfortable hanging out alone or with just one or two people. In the winter, we isolate even more. It's cold outside, and neither of us are into sledding and all that wintry hoopla. After these past Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year holidays, I was worried we'd hibernate on the weekends. Just she and I in front of the TV watching Lost. I was worried we'd turn into the Shining Twins or something come February. With all that in mind, we made a deal last month that she would have a get-together one weekend, and then I would have one another weekend. Step outside of our comfy, familiar boxes. Because even though we have people over now and then, we don't do it often. Nor do we have a lot of people over at once. Especially people that have never been here before. Okay, now wait a second. Inviting new people over? That's crazy talk. That's inviting anxiety to come over and play in our heads. Spiral downward with us for a moment, if you will. What if people say no? What if nobody shows up? What if we run out of drinks? What if they don't have a good time and then spread nasty rumors come Monday? Maggie said to me, "What if someone picks up the cats? What if a boy goes in my room? We're gonna need rules, Dad." So really, is it worth it to even bother with get-togethers considering this kind of disaster potential? With all this mental back and forth? With all the "I've never done this before" sinking kind of feelings? There's so many messy variations and ugly permutations that planning something out of the ordinary can feel overwhelming, to the point where it's easier just to shut down and not do anything. But all of that is bullshit. A way just to stay stuck. To live in the nuclear age of prepackaged TV dinners around your boob tube, where our neighbors are just strangers and the only people we know are on social media. I don't know why it bothers me that I don't know how tall my Facebook-only friends are, but it does. Anyways, fear shouldn't paralyze us from living life to its fullest, or even doing the simple things that we want to do. If we think too much about how something can work, or even if it could work, or if we'd feel awkward or out of place, we just end up in an anxious mindfuck where nothing happens and we never do anything. We miss out. I tell myself to stop thinking all the time, because generally I only end up with a list of reasons why not. At the beginning of this month, Maggie and I decided that none of that shit matters. We put ourselves out there and let everything else fall into place. Stay out of the doomsday predictions and let the cosmos take care of the rest. Who gives a fuck what happens? It'll be fun. Mark Manson's zero fucks given mantra was about finding the appropriate things to give a fuck about. And I'm excited that you guys are coming over. That's what I give a fuck about at the moment. I'll leave you with the tried and true. Make plans, but don't plan the results. Even better, make plans and assume the future will be good. Also, if you feel socially awkward in general or even about just coming over, don't worry much. All of my friends, all the people I invited are good people. Otherwise, I wouldn't be friends with them and they certainly wouldn't be coming over. There's something about each of them that I admire and respect. Mix it up. Talk to people. See what happens. I can't entertain all of you at once.